What's new? New coaches, new cafeteria. Everything around here is new, and it's exciting because you know, there's a lot of life here, and we're looking forward to, you know, getting back on track, playing the way we know how to play, and taking the next step.
Specific changes though from the last regime to this?
You know, schemes, obviously, and you know the way things are ran. But it's nice, you know. It's a fresh start, you know. Guys, you know, that, you know, weren't particularly known or, you know, wanted a chance, have opportunity now to show what they can do. Everybody has a fresh start, so it's good. You know, the energy today was good, man. I've never been a part of a fast tempo day like this on the first day, and guys receptive of it and did a good job.
Is it just a renovated cafeteria, or is there like a whole new nutrition?
No, it was good before. It's still good. It's just the way things are set up. It's a little different, but it's good. It's good food, and you know, I'm looking forward to eating dinner later on.
Chip Kelly's trying to get a whole new nutrition plan for his teams. No, we
have a good setup here. It's real nice.
What about the whole issue with Sue? Now that's been kind of dominating.
Ndamukong Suh?
Yeah.
Oh, what's the issue?
Not here.
Man, you know what? Since I've been here, he's always been a professional when it comes to taking care of himself and being ready. You know, whatever the case may be, you know, I know wherever he's at right now, he's working hard, and I know he has the playbook doing what he has to do. And
you're a captain, though, too.
Right. Right.
So why is it, you know, you're here, so why should he should be here? I mean, did you feel that he should be here?
I get what he's saying, but, you know, it's voluntary workouts. And I understand he's a captain, but, you know, Sue's the last person I'm worried about not being prepared. You know, he'll be prepared. I'm sure he has a playbook. He's studying where he has to study. He'll be here soon enough, and he'll fit right in with us, and we'll keep rolling.
Was there a new coach in place trying to instill a new culture, a new winning attitude? Is it imperative that everyone be here, even though it's voluntary?
Yeah, I think so, but at the end of the day, I think he'll be here when he's ready to be here. You know, whatever situation that, you know, him and management are working out, they'll work out soon enough, and he'll be here to help this team win.
But in the past years, though, other players who were still negotiating the contract extension showed up for the voluntary stuff. At some point,
no, I mean, everybody's different. You know, I can't compare myself to you. You can't compare yourself to me. You know, everybody's different how they handle things. You know, and Sue's handling it the way he best fits for himself. You know, at the end of the day, it's a business, you know, at first. And, you know, we're a family. You know, he's a part of us as much as ever. And when he's here, we'll be ready to play, and we roll. We're not distracted by Sue. I think the media makes it bigger than it is. You know, we know what 90 can do, and we know he'll be here and prepared to play. You know, I haven't spoken to him yet. I'm not quite sure what it's about, but I know one thing that we haven't. This is the first time, you know, I've been asked a question about Sue, you know, which was the media. But he'll be prepared, man. He's a 3-time Pro Bowler, you know. He's dominant.
The point is that it's not just about everybody knows to be prepared, but
right.
It's more than that, being around.
It is, and he'll be here soon enough. Look, guys, we're not distracted by it at all. You know, I mean, I think you guys are making it bigger than it is. We're really not distracted by it.
Just one more on him, if you wouldn't mind. Caldwell has made it clear he would have liked for him to be
right
there. Should that alone be a reason that he should come? Because the brand new coach.
I mean, we all would like him to be here. Yes, you know, obviously, you know, it's Sue, but we know Sue's going to be ready when he's here, and at the end of the day, it gives guys you know that don't get much playing time opportunities to get more playing time and to get more familiar with the defense. And you know, I know for a fact when Sue gets here, he'll be ready to play.
We know you like putting that Mel Kiper hat on. What do you like in this draft?
Oh, man, my pick. Shoot, man, there's some good players up top, man. Obviously, Clowney's a great player. You know, my all-star pick, though, is that guy at Clemson. I think he's a, you know, a once-in-a-10-year player. I mean, he's a heck of a talent. Sammy Watkins is a great player. But there's some good talent up top. You know, I'm excited about those corners. You know, the guy at Oklahoma State and Michigan State. You know, some good offensive tackles. You know, the kid out of Penn State's pretty good. You know, I'm going to be a scout when I'm done playing, so
draft
me
up.
Draft
them all. You talked about, you know, new schemes and what Terrell's going to bring here. Still going to be a 4-3, but can you share what some of the difference of how it might look different?
Well, it's fast tempo. It's definitely fast tempo and a lot of communication. You know, we're going to do some fun things. You know, we've been preparing, you know, these last couple of days, you know, through our little time that we have to review some things. But, you know, we're going to get after it a little bit and have some fun, and everybody will be accountable for what they have to do. And it's just fun, man. You know, communicating, everybody's on the same page. You know, the way we go through our walkthroughs, the way we just, you know, we communicate. It's a good start.
Is this a transition for you, though? Because you were starting in Schwartz's defense in Tennessee and then came here with him. Is this a more of a transition for you?
Yeah. You know, after 9 years, I've been doing the same defense for the last eight. So this is a new change. But at the end of the day, it's all, you know, correlates with each other. You know, it kind of runs hand in hand. But, you know, it's exciting to be able to learn something new and see different perspectives, how different defensive coordinators attack different things. And, you know, we have the personnel to fit this defense. And I know they'll do a good job in the draft to bring guys in to help, you know, improve it even more. But I think we're heading in the right direction. Not too much. You know, I'm getting to have a little more fun. You know, get after a little bit more. But you know, it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to, you know, as we get through OTAs and we get a little break and come back for training camp, and get this thing rolling. I know the fans are excited about the new changes and the city's, you know, excited about it. And you know, we're ready to get rolling.
Not sure it's an exciting opportunity for some guys on this roster to get opportunities that they didn't get before. Is there somebody?
No, not particularly. I just think a lot of guys that, you know, probably have been here for a while that, you know, didn't really get that opportunity that they wanted to. Well, you know, they have it now. You know, there's coaches here that don't know anything about them. You know, you go out there and throughout our OTAs and our training camps, you go out there, you show what you can do. You know, you can get some playing time. You can bid for some playing time. So I think guys understand that they're excited about it. You know, they get ready every day and prepare throughout the weight room and the field room, and they know they have opportunity to shine. Oh, the Walter Payton. Man, it's unbelievable, man. To be honest with you guys, man, I feel like I'm living a dream every day. You know, to be able to have the opportunity to play in the NFL for as long as I have, you know, being undersized and this and that, not being the prototypical guy. But to be able to give back to the community is what I love to do. You know, my mom instilled that into me when I was a little kid. When we didn't have much, we always gave our old toys to other people, clothes, shoes. And to be able to be in a position as an NFL football player to be able to give back and help the less fortunate, you know, it's that more much rewarding, and I enjoy it.
You got it for the last 2 years now?
Yeah, 2 years straight.
So
yeah.
Every team gets one finalist, right?
Every team gets one finalist, but I couldn't do it without my PR lady, Sherry Andrinos. She does a great job of putting things together for me and helping me, you know, guide me down the right path.
So you were the Lions representative, or you won for the whole?
Oh, for the Lions, yeah.
For Lions.
Yeah. Cool. I appreciate it, guys. All right,
speaking
cool.
Of Sherry, we're at some point he'll probably pump his softball game.
Yeah, we're doing the softball game.
Yeah.
No, Nate, you can't have it without Nate.
All right, so the softball game, guys. So so we're having a softball game June 7th. This year it's against Riola's team. Yeah, Riola, we give it to the 15-year vet. And, no, it's offense versus defense. And, you know, should be exciting. We'll pack up Dearborn and bring some guys in from other teams and, you know, some celebrities in this year and make it exciting. Hopefully I can win. I've lost 2 years straight. I'm tired of being picked on in the city when I go to the grocery store about losing. So we're gonna have some secret players this year.
Ringers?
Some good ringers.
Good ringers, as opposed to last good, year.
Exactly. Last ringers. Year it was kind of shaky, but we'll be okay. We do. You want to play?
Okay. Did you miss Delmas at all, though? I mean, he was.
Do I miss Delmas? Yeah. Well, I live in Miami, so I see him all the time. I can't get enough of Delmas. He's always around. We train together. But, man, I mean, Delmas obviously brought a lot of excitement to this team. And, you know, it's a new chapter in his career, in his life and his career. And, you know, he could start over in Miami, which I know he's home, enjoying the weather and the beaches and the sun, you know, being Delmas. And he has a fresh start. You know, I wish him the best, and I know he'll be prepared and ready to play.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks,
how you doing?